Me? I put one small kiss on the cheek of Yvette, who was still sleeping, and I walked off quietly across the fields. Leaving Yvette, that was the hardest thing I had to do since I left my village. But if you are a refugee, when death comes, you may not stay for 1 minute in the place it has visited. Many things arrive after death. Sadness, questions, and policemen. And none of these can be answered when your papers are not in order. Truly, there is no flag for us floating people. We are millions, but we are not a nation. We cannot stay together. Maybe we get together in ones and twos for a day or a month or even a year. But then the wind changes and carries the hope away. Death came, and I left in fear. Now all I have is my shame, and the memory of bright colors, and the echo of Yvette's laugh. Sometimes I feel as lonely as the Queen of England. It was not difficult to know which way to go. London lit up the sky. The clouds glowed orange, as if the city that awaited me was burning. I walked uphill, through fields with some kind of grain, and into a high wood of some kind of trees, and when I looked back down toward the farm for the last time, I saw a floodlight come on inside the barn they put us in. I think it was an automatic light, and standing in the middle of the beam, there was the single bright lemon-yellow dot of the sari girl. It was too far away to see her face, but I imagined her blinking in surprise when the light came on. Like an actress who has walked onto the stage by mistake. Like a girl who does not have a speaking part, who is thinking, "Why have they turned this great light upon me now?" I was very scared, but I did not feel alone. All through that night, it seemed to me as if my big sister Enkiruka walked beside me. I could almost see her face glowing in the pale orange light. We walked all night, across fields and through woods. We stared around the lights of villages. Whenever we saw a farmhouse, we went around that, too. Once, the farm dogs heard us and barked, but there was no trouble.